Hi everyone, a good Monday morning to you. It's another sultry start to the day across the region. Many of us waking up with temperatures in the mid and upper 60s into the lower 70s. We have a flash flood watch that has been issued, and we do have the hopes of seeing some, well, not only cooler, but less humid air head into the region as we get through this week. And specifically, that time frame would be Thursday night, Friday into Friday night. All right, let's go ahead and talk about the flash flood watch. It's in effect for the entire listening area, as we do have an upper-level impulse that'll be headed this way out of portions of Ohio and western Pennsylvania. That's the location right now. That working in tandem with the Bermuda High that continues to crank up the heat and the humidity, represented by high dew point temperatures, indeed means the opportunity for widespread showers and storms as we head through this Monday, and the likelihood that we're going to be dealing with heavy downpours in similar fashion to what some of you saw yesterday afternoon and last evening. In the meantime, temperature-wise, it's 73 at Albany International to 73. Good morning to you at Greenwich, 72 at Warren County, just outside of Glens Falls. 66 at Indian Lake, 69 Canajoharie to 66 at Stamford. Back into the Hudson Valley, it's 72 in the village of Catskill and 68 in Kingston. For southern Vermont and the Berkshires right now, upper 60s, close to 70. 68 at Rutland, 68 at Mount Snow, to 70 in Pittsfield. It's 68, good morning to you, over in Beckett. So again, with the surface analysis, we have the upper level feature across Ohio trending into western Pennsylvania. That'll help to produce that opportunity for heavy downpours as we head through the day today. We have a boundary drape from northern Maine across southern Ontario back through the Great Lakes. North of that boundary, the air is cooler and much more dry in terms of lower dew point temperatures. In fact, looking across northern Maine, Caribou had a temperature recently of 58 dew points in the upper 40s. And we are indeed looking for a break with this heat and humidity. It does appear that we'll get that later on in the week, as an impulse across southern and southwestern portions of Canada right now will help to break down the ridge across the eastern portion of the country, help to knock down that Bermuda high at the surface, and that means a bit of a pattern change with, well, cooler, but I think the key phrase here, lower levels of humidity arriving here Thursday night through Friday into Friday night. A review of the climatological summaries. We went through your Sunday, July 7th. 91 the high yesterday, just after 1:30 in the afternoon, after a morning low at approximately 4:49 in the morning of 70 degrees. At Albany International yesterday, 94/100 of an inch, again with some heavier downpours moving through. That brought the quantitative total for the month of July up to 1.66, ahead of the pace now by about 3/4 of an inch for the month of July. Quantitatively, for the year 2013, we stand at 25.08 inches. The average 30-year climatological value is 19.47, so we are in the black, a surplus for the year of approximately 5.6 inches. It's hard to believe. Just about 2 months ago, not even 2 months ago now, looking at the calendar, we were talking about deficits of 3.5 inches of rain. The average high-low split for your Monday, July 8th, is 82 and 61. The record high today is 100 from 1936. The record low, 43 from 1969. The sun rose this morning at 5:25 a.m. Will set later today at 8:35 p.m. Rise once again on Tuesday morning at 5:26 a.m. and set on Tuesday evening at approximately 8:35 p.m. So in the forecast, as we head throughout the remainder of your Monday, we'll look for some breaks in the clouds, allowing for some hazy sunshine. It'll be muggy with widespread showers and storms as we head through midday and through the afternoon into this evening. And that potential for heavy downpours will be likely, a high of 81 in Albany, up to 79 in Glens Falls. And don't forget, we do have a flash flood watch in effect for the entire listening area as we head through today into this evening. Showers and storms come to an end this evening, otherwise it's mostly cloudy, some areas of fog, a low down into the mid-60s, a mix of hazy sunshine and clouds as we head through Tuesday, isolated showers, perhaps a storm, and if you get caught underneath one of those, you do have that potential for a heavy downpour. Again, not everyone will see the activity for tomorrow in comparison to many of us seeing the action for today. A high between 82 and 87 region-wide for Tuesday. A mix of hazy sunshine and clouds as we head through the day on Wednesday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 87. Still the opportunity for scattered showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, a high of 83. Cooler, drier, less humid air for Friday into Friday night. A mix of sun and clouds, a high of 81. And we'll continue the dry weather as we head into the first portion of the upcoming weekend. Have a wonderful Monday. We'll talk to you again this afternoon with the midday update. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge.